There were once two Talmidim who were learning a difficult inyan in front of Rav. Afterwards, one Talmid commented, "This learning has made me like a tired davar acher." The other used the term "a tired goat." Rav did not speak to the first Talmid anymore. Another such incident occurred with the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, who described his portion of the Lechem Apanim as the size of a lizard's tail. They investigated into the Kohen and found that he was puzzle. In this week's parsha, Hashem tells Noach to bring into the Teva animals from those asher einena tahoda, that are not pure, instead of simply saying Abdehema Tumeya. From this, the Gemara on Masechet Pesachim learns that a person should always speak B'lashon Nekiyah, in a clean language. The Rebbe was especially careful with his words, using words such as the opposite of good, opposite of life, etc. When the Rebbe would quote a Maamar Chazal of a negative nature, the Rebbe would only hint to it, not wanting to spell it out. The Rebbe suggested that hospitals should not be referred to as a Beis Cholim, but rather a Beis Refuah, emphasizing the positive. The Gemara on Masechet Moed Katan says, "B'ris Kedusha L'Sfasayim," that the speech of a person has the power to make things happen. The Gemara Masechet Megillah says, "Alti Birchas Hedit Talib Einecha," that even the bracha of an ordinary person should not be considered insignificant in a person's eyes, because it can actualize. Once, while in the Baal Shem Tov's shul in Mezhebush, someone had an argument with another and shouted that he would tear the other fellow to pieces like a fish. The Baal Shem Tov told his Talmidim to hold hands and to stand near him with their eyes closed. Then he placed his heiliger hands on the shoulders of the two Talmidim standing next to him. Suddenly the Talmidim began shouting in great terror, for they saw this fellow actually tearing apart the other man. In the city of Posen lived Reb Baruch Batlin, the Alter Rebbe's great-grandfather, as a tenant of the goldsmith Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel. Avigdor Tuvia and his wife, though they gave much tzedakah and helped many, they were not fine people. He played cards, drank mashke, and used nivul peh, bad language. And his wife also spoke in an unrefined way, and would curse when angered. People would tremble from her curses, for they were known to materialize. In the year Heitafman Beis, Avigdor Tuvia and his wife passed away without children. Neighboring residents began hearing wild screams and drunken laughter coming out of the apartment that they had lived in. Jumping and dancing feet would shake the house. Reb Baruch and family moved to another area because they were unable to fall asleep at night. On his next visit to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, the Baal Shem of Zamoch, he told him about the haunted house in Posen and about its past residents, Avigdor Tuvia and Gittel. Rabbi Yoel Baal Shem said, "The only way to drive the Shadim from the house is to turn it into a Beis Medrash." The Baal Shem then gave him clear directives. 10 of the Baal Shem's Talmidim should fast the following Sunday, Lein Vayichal, and spend the following night learning Torah. The next morning, 5 Sifrei Torah, wrapped in Talisim, should be carried, each by 2 Talmidim, and they should march from the shul to the goldsmith's house. At the door, they should call out to the Shadim, telling them to leave the house and make way for the Torah. They should then go inside and say certain kapitlach tehillim. Minyanim should be held here 3 times a day, and shiurim for young and old should be organized. Then everything will be in order, concluded Rabbi Yoel Baal Shem. Meanwhile, the mayor of Posen came one evening to see for himself. When he heard the sounds of screaming, yelling, clapping hands, he hurried to ask the bishop for a special prayer to remove the Shaydim from the town. The bishop called together his galachim, and they walked in a procession carrying their tzlamim until they reached a house where they sprinkled water on the walls and closed their eyes, mumbling a prayer. The apartment was on the first floor and had four windows facing the street where the galachim were standing. Suddenly, the windows flung open and terrible faces popped out, so frightening that some galachim fainted and many of the onlookers fled in terror. That Sunday, the Talmidim did it as the Bashem had instructed. Hundreds of men and women, both Yidden and Goyim, crowded outside, waiting to see what would happen. Unafraid, the Talmidim called out three times for the Shaydim to leave. And when the noises from the house did not stop, they broke down the door and entered. At that moment, every pane of glass was shattered, as the craziest collection of creatures flew out of the windows, escaping for their lives. For 6 weeks, everything went smoothly. But then, sounds were heard once again, this time coming from the cellar. The neighbors, who had been enjoying the relief, were horrified to once again hear loud barkings and noises, giving them no peace by day or night. One tenant, a dealer in furs, was a misnagah to the Baal Shem and denied the nest. So when the Shaydim returned, he was delighted. When the neighbor suggested inviting the Baal Shem to resolve the matter, he was furious and declared he would fight to prevent this. One day, a customer came to see some fur skins. So the dealer sent his son down to the cellar with the customer. As soon as they moved to open the cellar door, it flew open on its own, and out jumped the most frightening creature they had ever seen. The customer went white, and the son became crazy, and they both ran screaming into the street, eventually fainting from the fright. When they came to themselves, the son had to be tied with rope to keep him under control. Now, even the Misnagi did not protest to bringing the Baal Shem to get rid of the Shaydim. The Baal Shem traveled to Poznan and arranged a Beis Din for a Din Torah with the Shaydim. A newly established Beis Medrash in the apartment was prepared, and the Baal Shem called out for the Shaydim to appear, warning them not to hurt anyone. As soon as the Shaydim made their presence felt, the Baal Shem began, "I have called you to Din Torah, for you have exceeded the limits Hashem has set by coming among humans." Strange, incomprehensible sounds were heard. At the instructions of the Baal Shem, the head of the Beis Din stood up and decreed that one of the Shaydim be able to speak clearly. "We have every right to come here," the Shin Dalet countered. "We were created by the curses of Avigdor Tuvia and his wife Gittel. So we are the inheritors, and their house rightfully belongs to us. We left the apartment only because the light of the Sifrei Torah were too much for us to handle." The Shaydim began to growl and squeak loudly, and strange creatures were seen terrifying all those present. The Baal Shem called out at the top of his voice, "I command you in the name of Hashem that you be silent immediately and remain hidden from human eyes. You are to listen to the psak of the Beis Din." The shul became perfectly silent and they disappeared. The Beis Din immediately paskened that they had no right to the inheritance and they were never heard from again. In those svarim of Nach that end with something negative, the previous pasuk is repeated in order to end on a positive note. Even when there was no direct connection to something positive, the Rebbe would conclude with the words, "Umasayimim b'toiv," and we end with something positive. May we merit to announce the arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'karev mamash.